So I'm on a personal mission to creating 100 millionaires.
No. Since 2009, Shakir Hussein, nicknamed as the Backpack Millionaire, has been hailed as one of the most sought-after internet marketing leaders, trainers, and coaches to thousands of people.
He's quickly become one of the biggest leaders.
Really resonate with him.
He's a good guy. He knows what he's doing.
He's a phenomenal teacher.
He's always a cutting edge.
And most importantly, he walks the talk.
I've got to know him. We've become friends.
You always have to work on manufacturing your own optimism.
Everything that we need is already within us.
It's very simple. Life is way too short. And you got to make sure that every single day you're capitalizing and you're growing.
Welcome everyone, it's Shakir Hussein here, founder of funnels.com, and in today's video I want to share with you 9 big mistakes most people make. And this is mistakes that I've made in the past, right? And once I've kind of overcome these mistakes, my growth from zero to over $30 million in sales before the age of 30 almost became somewhat easy. Okay, now I'm not promising you get rich quick, easy, but I am sharing with you, hey, listen, this is what worked for me. So I wanna just go in and share with you. Now I have some notes on my phone because there's 9 and I didn't wanna script it out all 9. So the first one, okay, the first big mistake most people make is they don't have a marketing core focus. What that means is their marketing is literally, they wanna sell their products to anyone and everyone. It's like, you know, they wanna sell weight loss programs and they'll say, my customer is everyone, everyone needs my products, right? It's like, I'm sure you've experienced MLMers or network marketers, right? Or typical home-based business owners when they start selling lotions and potions and pills and they say, you know, this is for everyone, right? Like everyone in the world needs this grand product. But the truth is, if you appeal to everyone, you really appeal to no one. Right, when you start to specialize in a group of customers, then you can make those customers feel special. A group of prospects, then you can really illuminate their pain and their problems and their frustrations that they go through. And that's when they can start building trust, know, like, and trust factor with you. And that's when they're open to buying from you. So start developing a marketing core focus. All right, marketing mistake number 2. Is a lack of compelling offer. Too many offers are too boring too. And what is an offer? An offer is your product or service or your solution packaged up in a way that appeals to the customer's desires, right? Like what do your customers want? And if you just say, hey, this is my product or this is my service, and it's not packaged or if it's not promoted or if it's not presented in a compelling way, what we call a compelling offer, then it doesn't really get people excited to buy. And one of the things is, when you do create a compelling offer, is you must tell people to act now. Like you must have clear call to actions that says, hey, listen, this is my offer, here's what it will do for you, and here's, you know, 3 to 5 extra bonuses that I can give you, and here's why you need to act now. Yes, act now. And if you act now, then you'll get it at this price. Like if you don't present your offer in a compelling way, you're dead in the water, right? Like this is why so many business owners go out of business, is because they'll have the great product or the great service, but the truth is, if no one's coming to buy, right, because the offer is not compelling, then you're going to miss out. And I know in my earliest days when I was starting my online business, you know, I would come up with an offer and I'd think to myself, why don't people buy? You know, what's wrong with the offer? What's wrong with me? And then I realized and I understood the art of creating compelling offers. And if there's $1 million skill that you want to learn upon all the other scalable income skills that I teach, offer creation is one of the top. But marketing mistake number 3, right? And that is not having deadlines. One of the reasons why your offers won't convert or your marketing doesn't work is because it doesn't have any high perceived value. And one of the ways you increase your high perceived value is you create products and services that have a deadline. You know, human beings are really funny, right? Like when you offer them a chance to buy now, they tend to procrastinate, to sit on the fence. They tend to wait and delay and they tend to think about it. But when you start giving people a deadline, that's when people start to say, okay, I really need to get it. Like how many times have you wanted to buy something and then you realize there's a deadline Now you're going to work on it and you're going to go and buy it much faster, right? And so in every single one of your offers, you must have a clear deadline. Just recently, I did a campaign and it was for one of my five-day challenges that I host, right? And it's so funny because I've been telling people for like 2 weeks, go and buy this, go and buy this. And although a couple of hundred people had purchased this program, it was on the last day, like in the, probably the last 5 or 6 hours, where we had an influx of sales. And in one of my businesses, Wealth Academy, where we host live events and seminars, it's so funny because when we advertise our live events and seminars, you know, in the beginning, you'll get an initial spike of people coming in, but most of the ticket sales always come right towards the end. So if you do not have deadlines, add in deadlines, and I guarantee you, your conversions will increase, your response rates will increase. So that's a big mistake that you want to avoid. All right, so marketing mistake number 4 is not using testimonials. Like if you go to one of my websites, wealthacademy.com, you'll actually see rows and rows and rows and rows of literally video testimonials, text-based testimonials, you know, audio testimonials, just testimonials of people saying good stuff about our products and services. Now, why do we do that? It's because, like I said, humans are really cool and funny sometimes. They like to see what other people are saying. So there's an element of social proof that drives their behavior, okay? And this is one of the things that we teach in our advanced programs called mental triggers. And what a mental trigger is, it really just mental triggers. It triggers the mental facilities inside of someone to act now. And when we put social proof, for example, if I say to you, you know, here's how to make $100,000 a year, you may not believe me. But if I now show you 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 different people from 5 different backgrounds, cultures, countries, and they're telling you how they've been able to go make $100,000, you might think, oh yeah, okay, this stuff works because of the social proof. So big mistake number 4 people don't use is testimonials. Start using testimonials. Mistake number 5 is not tracking everything, right? Like one thing that we talk about in our business is test, tweak, and track. We want to track every single activity. Every single activity, whether it's posting on social media, it's posting these YouTube videos on YouTube, it's buying paid traffic from Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, Snapchat, Instagram. Whatever we're doing, we want to make sure that we are measuring. When you start measuring, you'll start to improve. You know, I can't remember who said this, but what you measure matters, and whatever you measure and gets reported grows exponentially. And so for us and for you as a marketer, you want to make sure that you get the most out of every single dollar that you spend. As an entrepreneur, you want to make sure that every single hour of energy and input that you have and a greater output comes back, right? And how do we do that? The only way you do that is by measuring your marketing activities, is by measuring your KPIs. So make sure that you don't make this mistake, because again, this is one of those things that can cost you a lot. Mistake number 6, and this is the one that I can tell you, I see so many entrepreneurs fail on this one, fail miserably, and this is lack of follow-up, right? Lack of following up with their prospects, with their customers. And the main reason, the main excuse, so to speak, that I hear from people, from the students or subscribers, is that they are afraid of hurting other people's feelings, right? They're scared that it's gonna come across like it's too much. They're scared that they're gonna annoy people. But the truth is, all of the fortune is made in the follow-up. You know, I have a daily newsletter. Over 500,000 subscribers have joined, and they get a daily email from me, right? And throughout this process of this daily emails, what I've come to realize is that the more emails I send, the more money the company and my businesses make. Now, just this past week, I probably had around 3 or 4 really high ticket customers. So these are customers that usually spend $10,000 and onwards to come and buy our products and services. And no, I'm not selling those courses right now, but when they come to buy this, and I go back and I figure out where do they come from, you know, it's so really cool. They've been following me for 6, 7, 8. I had a lady from Singapore buy my product, and she's been following me for 10 years. Right? 10 years. Now imagine I stopped following up with that customer or that client. Then I wouldn't be able to really experience and take advantage of the profits that my business can pay me. And so in your business, ask yourself, where can you increase your follow-up? Is it on your social media? Is it on your email list? Is it with your prospects? Is it with your past clients? What can you do to follow up? In our own business, we use email marketing, we use phone calls, we use live events, we use direct mail, literally physical letters through the house. We use social media, Facebook groups, Instagram, we use YouTube. This is a form of follow-up where I'm encouraging my customers and my subscribers to come and consume this content. So if you are not someone who's following up, make sure that you don't get trapped in this mistake. Mistake number 7, all right? That is the mistake of trying to be too cute and too funny. You know, big image ads with your face on it instead of direct response marketing, right? Instead of interactive marketing where people can see who you are and how they can do business with you versus just you being, hey, look at my face or look at this image that I have. And I'll tell you why I know this to be a big mistake. You know, when I first started making money on the internet, I remember I was in Malaysia, in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, and I had got pitched by this lady that I had met in the hotel lobby, where she had said, hey, you should get on the newspaper. And I can't remember how much I paid. Maybe it was like $5,000 or $6,000. And I remember, you know, I said, on the ad, I want a big picture of my face, right? Like, and I had like a full body portrait with long hair. Like, it was just really crazy. And he said something along the lines of like, ex-Bangladeshi construction worker is gonna show you how to become a millionaire. And I remember, because of that ad, when I had gone to the event, you know, I was basically doing a free, I think I was doing a free one-day seminar or a free half-day seminar. It was something along those lines. And as I walked into the room and I started talking to the people that were there, they were construction workers looking to basically get rich quick. And it was really horrible. It was such an embarrassing mistake that I had made. But that taught me an important lesson, which is don't try to be cute and funny with these big image ads or, you know, trying to brand your face. Instead, focus on direct response marketing. What are the words, the messaging, the feelings that you can portray through your copy, through your advertising, so that it elicits an emotion, right? And so if you're trying to be cute and funny, just remember, it's usually very costly. If you're focused on how to do direct response marketing, sure, you could add in a little bit of branding and whatnot, but make sure that your marketing is focused on eliciting a response from your end prospect or customer. All right, mistake number 8. What is mistake number 8? It's the lack of using sales copy. And what is copy? Copy, or you've probably heard of this term, copy, copywriting. It's essentially salesmanship in print. It's essentially the words that you use. You have to understand the whole internet is run by either talking or typing, right? Like that, those are the only two mediums, right? Like either someone's talking on video or they've typed a bunch of text. And when we are communicating in a way, we can communicate for the sake of just communicating, or we can communicate with copy, using the written word to elicit emotion, to influence and persuade people to take an action. And the businesses that succeed, right? The entrepreneurs that succeed, the offers that succeed, guess what they have in common? They have sales copy that works. They have high converting sales copy. In fact, just this one letter that you can see on the screen right now, because of this one sales letter, this one has generated me in excess of over $6 million in just coaching sales. And if you can see the way it's written, the copy, the words, and all of those things that's written there is designed to get a specific reaction and action from the end user. Does that make sense? So every time your business and your marketing and your website and your sales funnel is not pulling the response, one of the main things that you want to go and test out is the copy and the messaging that you're coming across with. So make sure you do that. Okay, awesome. The last one, the 9th one, and the final one is the one that I see so many entrepreneurs make this mistake, and I've been guilty of it for before, which is they are relying on just one marketing medium, right? Like they rely on one source of customers, they rely on one source of leads. And the reason why, you know, I came to this realization through seeing someone else who at the time, you know, when I was around 21 years old, this was about 10 years ago, this specific entrepreneur was making in excess of over $100,000 a month. Okay, back then, it was a huge amount of money. Even till today, it's still a huge amount of money. That entrepreneur was in his young 20s and he was, you know, he was on top of the world. And he was using something called Google AdWords. And although Google AdWords is still big now, back then it was so easy to rank, it was so easy to use Google PPC, Google AdWords. You could literally throw a bunch of keywords and make money. And him and his friends, they were all doing this, right? And Google one night came in with something called the Google Slap. Boom. Wiped out around 250,000 advertisers. He was one of them. And till now, that entrepreneur has never been able to quite recover, right? And I remember being this young 21-year-old punk, and I remember thinking to myself, I never want to be in that position, right? So at any given time, we have 3 to 5 different lead sources, right? Like, so, you know, and I see this, people make this mistake. They might make YouTube videos and all they do is just you make YouTube videos. But if you don't have the core asset, which is your email list, or if you don't develop multiple sales funnels, if you don't develop multiple traffic sources, maybe with joint venture partners, maybe with SEO, maybe with content marketing, maybe with LinkedIn and Snapchat and Instagram and all of these tools that we have, then you're running your business on like a one-legged stool, right? Like one thing that can go wrong and usually does go wrong, you're wiped out. So ask yourself, how many ways are you now getting your lead sources, right? Something I coined early on in my career, the MSOT formula, multiple sources of traffic. At any given time, we want to have multiple sources of traffic, and the more, the better. So just keep that in mind. I hope you have enjoyed these 9 mistakes that most marketers make. Hopefully by now you don't make them, and I'll see you in the next one. All right, so we just wrapped up. Hopefully you've enjoyed this podcast. You know what to do. Go ahead and leave me a review. That's how iTunes gives us all these ratings and stuff, and that's how other people can listen to this. Forward this podcast to a friend or a family member. Forward it to your email subscribers. Share it on your newsletter. Whatever the case is, make sure you go and take action. Information alone is not enough. It's the application that we have to do on a day-to-day basis. Now, if you're not on my newsletter, go to shakir.com. That's shakir.com. That's shakir.com. I've got a free case study there that shows you a video walkthrough of the 10 income hacks that I've put together so that you can go out and build your own $1 million business. Make sure you go and register to get daily updates on my newsletter. I'm excited for you, and I'll see you in the next podcast, committed to you becoming wealthified.